This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NASA says the Mars rover called Opportunity is sitting in an area that was once covered with salt water. Scientists can't say how big the body of water was, how deep, or how long ago it disappeared, but they hope to answer those questions in the coming weeks. NPR's Joe Palca joins us from the rover's mission control at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. And Joe, what is the new evidence that there was water on the surface of Mars on the spot where Opportunity is sitting?
Well, the evidence, Robert, comes primarily from some photographs that were taken by what's called a microscopic imager. This is like a geologist's hand lens, really, on the rover's robotic arm. And it took a mosaic. It took lots and lots of pictures and stitched them together into a bigger picture. And in that bigger picture, scientists can see layering in the rocks that were right near the rover's landing site. And this layering has a very distinctive pattern, and it's the kind of pattern that when you see it on Earth, it's laid down by ripples of water flowing over a surface. And so these are tiny layers, a few millimeters in size, but they're very distinctive, they believe, of ripples of water flowing. And so something did this over a period of time. Could be days, weeks, years, thousands of years. They're not sure, but that's why they think there's water.
Now, they're not sure how big this body of water might have been, but are they suspicious as to whether this might have been a sea, or are we talking about a puddle? I mean, or a drop of water that happened to be near Opportunity?
Right. They landed in the only bucket of water on Mars that existed.
Be unlikely, right?
Unlikely, I think, is the answer. They don't know for sure. I mean, that's definitely, they will not pin anything down, but the kind of evidence they see locally at the landing site is the kind of thing that they can see in broader scales from pictures from orbit. So it's quite possible that the extent of this is very great, even in this local area. I mean, there's different parts of Mars that look like water was there, but in this particular area, it looks like the water extends for a while, and the answer may come from a nearby crater. The crater they've been in is not very deep. The one that's nearby is deeper, and the deeper down you go, the more rock is exposed. The more rock that's exposed, the longer the geologic history, the more you can say about how long water was around for or how much was there.
Well, does the evidence of a past presence of salt water on Mars, does that strengthen the possibility that there was life on Mars?
Well, indirectly. I think, water is the starting point. So you can't have life, at least as we always say, as we know it. Mm-hmm. You can't have life as we know it without water. So anytime, I mean, there's been this feeling that there has to be water on Mars. You know, you can see ice at the poles. You can see things look like they were made by water. So in a sense, we keep finding water on Mars. But every time you make a concrete set of observations like this, they say, well, I mean, this is better evidence that the water was there. And I think that this is increasing the odds. But of course, this mission was only sent to look for water, not ice. I mean, sorry, look for water, not life. And so they won't know for sure from this mission. But they're proposing to have missions in the future that could answer the question definitively.
This announcement today came out of Washington. I assume out there in Pasadena there was some excitement about it.
Well, there's excitement, but, you know, at the same time, people here are saying, you know, this is just one point in a continuum. The mission isn't over. The evidence is still indirect because you're looking into the past. So the excitement is that this mission has brought back concrete results, but they're anxious still to get a lot more data in and have a lot more evidence to present.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca talking to us from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.